Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harrah. This morning, my guest is David Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk. David, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Very good. Last time I saw you, we were in Chicago at Neocon. Just briefly about that, how did your Neocon show go?
You know what? We had, from the Mohawk Group perspective, we had a really good show. I think attendance overall was down a little bit, but we generated a lot of excitement just with the products and the showroom and made it very interactive for the design community. So we had a really good showing in Chicago.
Yeah, I think officially they're going to say there's probably around flat. The great thing about Neocon, the tone was much better. People were talking about projects. They saw the market wasn't going down. It's actually started to at least level out, if not come up just a little bit. So it's nice when you know that the bottom is behind us. So.
Well, hopefully the bottom's behind us. And right. I think you're exactly right. I mean, I think the quality of people that were there and the fact that they were talking about new projects was a very encouraging sign.
Yeah. All right, so here it is, July 1st, and I wanted to talk to you because you just, I think last week, had your Aligned Dealer Council. How many different dealers did you bring in for that?
Well, we bring in a group of our Floorscape dealers as well as our Color Center dealers, and we had about 22 retailers represented.
Okay. So you get them in there. Well, I guess the first question to ask is, you know, how are things out there? What's the tone? How's their business doing?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, first and foremost, it is an opportunity for us kind of to bring in this diverse group of customers, and they are, you know, certainly Mohawk Floorscapes and Mohawk Color Center retailers, but, you know, they represent single-store operations, multi-store operations. Some have, you know, financial backgrounds. Others have marketing backgrounds. So it's this very diverse group, and I would say sort of my general comment of what they communicated to us was, they see business improving, so I think they are still cautiously optimistic. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lack of customers coming into the store, you know, versus, you know, a couple years ago. There's still pressure on their margins. There's still pressure in managing just their overall businesses and managing their overall costs. So I think cautiously optimistic would be a key term. And I know it's something that we've probably used now for over, you know, 6 or 8 months, but everyone seems to be very hopeful.
So we just, this next issue we're coming out with, we do research, we ask retailers, and you know, we're at the printer with that now, so that's our July issue. And we ask them a question of, you know, where do they need help? And be interesting to see, I'm sure you ask the same question. In fact, David, one of the things that impresses me about your organization, you guys do a lot of research, and you've actually worked with us on some research projects, and we enjoy doing that because we learn too. So when you ask that question, where help is needed, what kind of answers do you get?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, this may be a little general statement, but I think the whole idea of driving demand is where we're seeing a lot of need from the retail community. So, and that could mean, you know, many things. You know, some of the things that Mohawk does, of course, we try to nationally advertise. We try to be a little bit more targeted about, you know, trying to reach out to the consumer and then drive that consumer into the retail store.
Right.
But if I heard it once, I heard it multiple times, is how do we help the retailers drive demand in the store? And then secondly, I think the other big thing that came out of this council, which is a little bit new, is how do we help the retailer sell the value of their store? I think typically we get into these meetings and we talk about, well, what's the value of the brand? What's the value of product? What's the value of the innovation? And those are still important, but helping them sell the value of their store, their reputation, the quality of service that they provide customers, and helping them with that skill set is something that kind of came out of our meeting as well. So we're going to be kind of focusing on that as we move into convention season later this year.
Okay. You said a minute ago, you guys work hard to bring traffic to them. I'm sure they're appreciative of that. That's a huge investment to get people to start thinking about flooring and then to bring them into flooring. So you guys are continuing that now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, again, the nice thing, even under this business climate, we've still really focused on trying to, you know, we still nationally advertise, of course, it kind of starts there.
Mm-hmm.
We have really amped up the amount of money that we're using in technology to help drive demand, and that's things like our dealer web services, where, especially with our aligned retailers, the Floorscapes and Color Center dealers, we hit a milestone about 45 days ago, which was we had a target of a percentage of our membership, and we've hit that target in terms of the number of dealers that have signed on to our web services. So we now actually provide web services to about a third of the membership, which is 6 months ahead of our milestone, to be honest with you. And those are the kind of things that I think will help amp up their local websites. It helps drive traffic to their individual sites. It delivers very rich content. And, you know, we absolutely know that the consumers who are in the zone for flooring typically go to a website to do research. And, you know, manufacturers' websites play a role, and certainly the retail websites play a role. And again, hopefully those guide and, you know, guide the consumer into the store. So we're going to continue to do that. We got a lot of great feedback also on some of the advertising tools that we provide from newspaper, direct mail, very traditional types of approach. But in terms of making sure that the messaging is correct, and again, talking about research, we brought to the membership some of the research that we're hearing from the consumer in terms of making sure that, you know, flooring is still within the consideration set for consumers, and how do we connect to them emotionally and then drive them into the store. And there's, you know, there's several good companies out there that do a good job at this. Kohl's department stores is one, and we kind of took a lot of information from that model, and then we're bringing it into our retail model. So we sort of shared the thoughts there with the membership, and they felt very comfortable with what we showed them and kind of the direction we're going. So, yeah, technology, advertising, promotion, you know, it's sort of connecting the dots at all those levels.
Let me ask you one question. We asked in our research, you know, what are their top problems? And the first two, intense competition, low margins, you know, those are areas where you can spend a lot of time trying to help them there. But the third one, and it's even more this year than last year, are the home centers. Well, how are you helping them? They're up against the home centers. I guess it goes back to that question of how do you help them amplify the value of their location.
Well, I think that's the, you know, again, that came out very loud and clear this year, and I think that's exactly it. I think the home centers have done a very good job of focusing in on the flooring category, of trying to simplify that shopping experience for the consumer. We know that consumers typically, if they're sort of in the zone for flooring, we know that they do visit the home center channel to, you know, kind of get brought back up to speed. You know, every time a consumer goes into the flooring process, they sort of are learning it for the first time because the buying cycle is so big. So they go to the home centers, and the home centers have done a really good
job. Well, they go there because they know nobody's going to bother them. They can browse without somebody bothering them, right?
Well, I think that's part of it. And, you know, again, going back to what the retailers asked us was, how do we sell the value of our store? And I think that's how they can compete. You know, most of the retailers have been in business for a number of years, typically family-owned business. You know, they kind of grew up in the business. They're really experts in flooring, and they've got good installers and good installer relationships. I know specifically with our Align program, we provide a heightened level of merchandising so that the shopping experience can be as powerful and as positive as possible. We provide, you know, additional training to the Align group so that their staff can be educated. And all of those competitive advantages benefits the aligned group, and they need to really use that and sell that value when they're talking to the consumer, and that's how they compete and how they can compete successfully with the home center channel.
That's right. You know, one thing I heard one time, I think it's pretty smart, is a home center sell flooring, and these independent retailers, they sell an installed floor. They know how to put it in. They know how to, you know, get the right floor and get the and satisfy the consumer's needs.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's great to talk to you. I did want to catch up with you about this. So the tone and their outlook for the rest of this year is fairly upbeat.
Yeah, certainly. I think so. I mean, it's kind of probably how you feel when you watch the news in the morning. I mean, one day things are looking more optimistic. The next day they look a little pessimistic. This sort of cautious optimism is sort of the tone of the day. But I think these retailers are survivors. I think they've done a great job managing their costs and realigning themselves to the new business reality that's out there. I don't think anyone really sees that reality changing dramatically over the next 12 or 18 months. We can just continue to help them drive value for their store and introduce the right products with good innovations that help improve consumers' lives. You know, at the end of the day, we'll all win.
Okay, Dave, good to talk to you. I've been talking to Dave Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing, about his recent dealer council meetings, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.